Hey mama, welcome to episode 2, and I could also say part 2 because these first few episodes are really breaking down what the Balanced Mom Method is. The exact formula, the culture, values, there's just so much to unpack. So be sure to listen to the first 4 or 5 episodes of this show if you haven't yet, and obviously subscribe and listen to every single episode, but these first initial episodes will really set a foundation to build on. And I am so stoked to share with you the fruit of today's episode. So grab your pen and paper or bookmark as you listen. Let your guard down a little bit because there will be some truth that you have to allow in, and get ready to learn exactly how to overcome your struggle cycles with this 4-step formula. Let's go. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families' priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. All right, so before we get into the nitty of the Balanced Mom Method formula, I would love to hear from you and have you tell me exactly what you're struggling through right now. Because I know that sometimes we just want to be told how to. So we go to Google and type in that search bar, and we end up more stressed out or more down a rabbit hole, and maybe even feeling more guilty for the time that you spent doing that, and you're not feeling like you are accomplishing anything. So I want to prevent that from happening, and I want you to go to the link in the show notes and let me know what you need help with, because this podcast is catered to you and helping you break free from those anchors holding you down. So I would love to share exactly what you need to hear, and I am so sure that other moms need to hear that too. So head to the link below in the show notes, and I will be waiting to hear from you. Ha! Okay, so the exact breakdown of the Balanced Mom Method formula. Yee! Okay, something that has taken me years of honestly struggling through the depths of survival mode myself, but also then learning and leaning in and listening and testing, creating and refining this signature method. I could call a method now, but when I was in the depths of struggle, trust me, I was not like, how can I think of a way to, you know, make an approach or a 4-step method out of this situation, right? That was not, this is all hindsight talking. But when I look back at where I was in that season of life, in how I worked through those hardships, it really was this formula, this 4-step that approach that I took over and over and over again to continuously climb out of that deep, dark hole, that debilitating survival mode cycle. And in doing so, I took back control of my life. So I am so emotional thinking back to that long season of life. So I just want to tell you that I am here for you, and I pray over you that you are working through this season and that you still see glimpses of joy and happiness and hope, because they are all there and they are all within you. And you are an amazing person. You are an amazing woman. You are an amazing mother. And what you're going through right now does not define you, because I really felt like I was alone, you know, being that first time mom. And our firstborn was a lot tougher of a baby than our second. And being a first time mom, I feel like has its own struggles to begin with, but I feel that having that tougher baby that first time around was also because of where I was in my life too. Thinking back to Jenna 3.5, almost 4 years ago, I was overcoming a lot of inner villains that I was struggling with for years, years and years. And that included anxiety, which I still have, but I know how to tame that and embrace my anxiety a lot better. And I struggled a lot with those negative mindset loops on repeat. I struggled with feeling like I was never good enough. I actually had an eating disorder in college. So that mindset, that mental health struggle with body dysmorphia, and that is for a whole other episode, but I struggled a lot before I became a mom. So when I was a first-time mom, I felt a lot of those inner villains resurfacing in whole new ways. So those mental struggles and even those physical struggles, but a lot of it pertaining to motherhood would be like struggling with feeling like I wasn't a good mom, really falling into mom guilt and not being able to get out of that loop right in my head. I would get lost in the scroll of social media, which left me comparing and judging myself and jealous of the highlight reel of people that I didn't even know. It's silly to think about, but it's truth, right? And the actual outward struggles of feeling like I spent my entire day sometimes just trying to get a screaming baby to sleep, which led to me being overtired, just like my overtired screaming child. And I would cry and the tears would just flow. And it was just a very emotional time because so many things resurfaced that I thought that I overcame, but I didn't. And becoming a mother really showed me how much more healing that I personally had to do. And that little boy, whom now is a 3.5-year-old, 4-year-old named Jace, is the inspiration behind this entire mission. And I see that now. And I'm so thankful for those struggles and those tears and those hardships that we went through together. Because like I said, it surfaced and it came to me. I realized that I had a lot more healing to do. So welcome to the Balanced Mom Method. This is all about your healing and your breakthrough. And I want to dive into the Balanced Mom Method formula. So it is defined as master 3 habits using 1 4-step formula to break free from survival mode in motherhood. That's it. You got it. Everything can circle back to this formula. Remember in episode 1, I said the secret sauce to life is consistency and simplicity. Well, when we get to the root of things, the solutions typically are simple. But the problem is we're not getting to the root of where those struggles really arise. So the follow-throughs aren't always easy. And that, my friends, is why our friendship and this show will be here for you to unravel and unpack and find those solutions to your breakthrough. I know you're probably feeling so overwhelmed in those few sentences that I just shared, but also in so many areas of your life. So I want to help simplify your walk through this to the other side, because there is so much meat and so much root in cultivating change. But I feel that the how and the tools I will teach you are simple. And there are simple strategies and simple habits to adopt and implement into your life to help you take back control and find yourself again and increase your energy, increase your self-esteem and overall quality of life, giving some of you back to you. So let's dive into these 3 habits. What are they? The 3 main areas of motherhood that we struggle in most. Let me preface this. This does not mean that we don't struggle in other areas. And obviously, this is completely my opinion, but also through years of market research and just talking to other moms and being a mom myself, those 3 areas that we struggle in are paralleled to a lot of what other moms are struggling with also. A lack of time, being scatterbrained or brain fogged, feeling defeated, stressed, frustrated, putting ourselves on the back burner, not feeling enough, not doing enough, and by golly, that negative self-talk that constantly floats around in our head, right? So the 3 habits to master are 1, your mindset habits, 2, your health habits, and 3, your time management habits. To even make that even simpler, your inner habits and your outer habits, okay? So those are the 3 habits of the Balanced Mom Method formula. And now the second half of that definition is using 1 4-step formula to break free from survival mode in motherhood. So that four-step formula that can be used when you're feeling out of balance or struggling through anything, any season, any area of life is as follows. Step number one is identify. You need to identify the areas of your mindset that you're struggling through. So that's where we're getting to the root. We're acknowledging, we're allowing ourselves to feel our feelings, okay? And number two is audit. You need to audit and acknowledge your current lifestyle based on that struggle you identified in step one. So here is where you're allowing the truth to come in and you're not shoving things under the rug. In step one, it's the same piece. Step one and two are really that inner foundation of you're allowing yourself to see the truth. Okay, you're not shoving things under the rug, you're not judging. But step two is you're auditing that struggle in step one. So you're focusing on, okay, this is my struggle. I'm identifying it, I'm acknowledging it. Now I'm gonna actually sit and look at my life from an outside perspective. And what habits am I doing? What habits am I not doing? What is really feeding that struggle, right? So you need to be proactive in a solution and not reactive to a problem. And we're going to have an example. I'm going to share an example in a little bit. But step three is simplify. How can you simplify and prioritize your habits and routines to take back control of that area of your motherhood that you're struggling in? Step four is implement. Implement those simple habits or strategies into your lifestyle. So do the thing. And like I said, step one and step two are a little more mindset focused. So spoiler, episode three is going to be all about why we have to start within and our mindset habits first. So this formula can be used in any area of your life during any season to make an intentional, meaningful, sustainable change. So I want to expand on this a little bit because I just spit at you a four-step formula and you're like, oh my gosh, what? So living your life following the Balanced Mom Method, you'll start within to create a deep-rooted mindset that will build the foundation you need to thrive, strengthening your awareness, perspective, and intention, believing what you do is enough because that is the foundation to everything that you do, your thought life. I call it your mindset loop in the Balanced Mom Method world, but it is everything. And then you'll take ownership and responsibility of your reality. You'll learn how to maximize your time with learning simple time management and prioritization habits to help simplify your life and silence the overwhelm constantly circling around in your head. And then you'll commit to taking care of yourself by developing healthy habits, simple healthy habits, which will in turn increase your energy, confidence, and self-esteem, giving yourself that feeling of having your identity back. And another spoiler, you can do this with your children, okay? Setting that example for them. You don't have to spend so much more time or figure out how to fit in taking care of yourself within your schedule. Show them, do it with them, okay? These three shifts using the Balanced Mom Method four-step formula will show you how to overcome your survival mode cycle and start living with peace, presence, and balance, reclaiming control of your life in motherhood. So what I want to leave you with today, I want you to pick one area that you're struggling with. And just getting started, I recommend it being an inner struggle with your mindset because, again, strengthen within before you move outward. So just getting started, I would suggest something if you're struggling with a limiting belief or negative self-talk or brain fog, comparisons, excuses. Write it down and then follow through this four-step formula. So again, that formula is step one, identify. Identify the areas of your mindset that you are struggling with, which you just did right now, right? You wrote it down. Step two is audit. Audit and acknowledge your current lifestyle based on that struggle you just identified in step one. Step three is simplify. How can you simplify and prioritize your habits and routines to take back control of that area of your motherhood? And then step four is implement. Implement the simple habit and strategies into your lifestyle. So I want to go through an example really quick with you. Let's say you struggle with excuses. So step one could be you really desire to make a change in your lifestyle, but you catch yourself making excuses and you just justify why you're feeling the way you are and why you're feeling stuck. And it's just like that loop of excuses, justification, and nothing changes, right? And then you feel guilty or whatever. You know that loop. We've all felt it. So you're acknowledging where you're at, right? There should be no judgment here. And I feel so many of us stay stuck because we aren't being honest with ourselves out of embarrassment or our ego. But remember, with awareness comes clarity, and there should not be any judgments ever, especially with yourself, okay? You need to be honest with yourself. So step two is, now that we've identified that struggle, it's time to pay attention to when that creeps in to our lives. Write it down. Every time that you catch yourself making an excuse, again, no judgments with how you're currently living, you need to be honest. Write it all down. Step three, what's a simple approach that you can take to stop making excuses when you catch yourself? Maybe it could be to get an accountability partner, or tell someone the thing that you want to do and you find yourself making excuses for it. Tell someone that you want to do it, because if you verbalize it, it keeps you that much more accountable. Okay, so that's just an example. Then step four would be, do the thing, right? Walk it out, act on it. Now, that was a very quick four-step rundown. When you do yours, it probably will take a little bit longer, because as you're just getting started, you might have some blocks. You might not be honest with yourself. It might feel a little awkward, to be honest, okay? So just give yourself some grace, really work through this, give yourself some time and sit on it a little bit, okay? This is not something to be rushing through. This is life work, okay? So it's your turn. Follow that exercise and that four-step formula for yourself. And when you do, I would love for you to come share it in our Motherhood Empowerment Circle, as surface level or as deep as you feel comfortable to share, but I really feel it would be so inspiring and empowering to others, as well as yourself, to bring that awareness to where you're struggling, to be able to work through it, right? So again, I know I just said this, but with awareness comes clarity, and with that clarity comes breakthrough. So grab the link to our Motherhood Empowerment Circle in the show notes if you are not a part yet, and share your work with us. And also, again, check the show notes to learn how to contact me and tell me what's your number one struggle in motherhood keeping you in those deep depths of survival mode. Thank you, Mama, for all you are and all you do. And as always, simply be you. Sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode very well worth for farming? Please leave Mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.